Pope Francis was on an apostolic visit to Asia last week. He visited Myanmar November 27th to 30th, after which he flew to neighboring Bangladesh, from where he flew back to Rome on December the 3rd. The motto of the November 30th to December the 3rd Bangladesh trip was Harmony and Peace. Following the trip, we phoned Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka, to know about how he felt the visit went like, and he was exuberant about it.
First of all, I thank the Lord and thank the government and thank Vatican that the event was very successful. The whole entire nation was very happy. The Catholic Church people were very, very happy. And the Holy Father, before coming here, sent a message giving three main points. And if I look at his message, I think the objectives that he had personally has been achieved, and which we also experienced. He says he is coming as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ to proclaim the message of reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace. And to tell you, this was really implemented in all events, in the interreligious dialogue, in the ecumenical gathering. It was a celebration of harmony, and religious leaders were there. It was a celebration of peace, reconciliation, especially brought out in the Rohingya's encounter with him. And it was also a moment of prayer for peace where everyone from all religions participated. So this was very successful in that sense. Second point that Holy Father said that he is coming to confirm the faith of the Catholic Church. And it was so. Lots of people, more than 80,000 people gathered together. And they could see him, they could hear him. And, you know, surprising that he went all around and then so many people could touch him. So there's a big, big satisfaction of seeing him from close by. And they were also very happy to pray with him, to be united with him. And this visit also gave a sense of identity, although they are minority, but this experience that they are somebody in the nation, not only through the services, but also the Holy Father gave really big encouragement to live as a minority, and his visit made them feel big. And also, Holy Father made endorsement of the bishops, especially the pastoral priorities, the 7-6 priorities that are taken, and very prophetic, still they are relevant. And also he was very pleased with the communion among the faithful clergy and the laity. And he encouraged the promotion of laity. So the third thing that it was the interreligious dialogue and the ecumenical leaders meeting, that was the climax of all, celebration of real harmony and culture and religious relationship. It was a dialogue of culture, it was a dialogue with all the other religions and dialogue with the poor, especially the Rohingyas. And everybody saw how the Holy Father received the Rohingyas, and all the leaders, religious leaders, embraced these Rohingya refugees. So it was a celebration, a festival, which itself is was a dialogue. So on the whole, his visit was excellent, and it has left a big mark, not only among the Christians, but also people of all other religions. And they were so enthusiastic and participative. All the media spoke so positively, and his use of Rohingya name was a big gift to Bangladesh.
That was Bangladesh Cardinal Patrick D. Rosario, Archbishop of Dhaka. I'm Robin Gomes.